You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor. Everybody's happy. Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live.
The CFRN Studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Monday, 8th day of November, 2010. You earn money, then you lose it all, as if you had put it into a purse full of holes. Haggai 1:6. You ever feel that way? Ever feel that way about your trading? Or whatever your business endeavor might be? You worked hard, the cash flowed, somehow you just couldn't seem to hang on to it. See, God makes it plain that you cannot serve two masters. You can't serve God and worldly riches. That's Matthew 6:24. I told you, I'm going to lean very heavily on text today. You're going to hear a lot of scripture. You're going to hear mostly scripture. Woven together, okay, but mostly scripture. Less opinion. First of the Ten Commandments states that He is the Lord your God, and you must not have any other God but Him. Exodus 20, verse 1. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not to say that God has anything against money, okay? Nor does He say that you must live without money, nor does He say you must live in poverty. But He does say this in Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember the Lord your God. It is He who gives you the power to become rich. Now, if and when, I said if and when, we don't like the sound of if and when, do we? If and when means it's out of our control. That's right. It is. So I'll say it again. If and when He allows you to have an abundance of money, be careful not to put it into a purse with holes. The Pharisees, in their pursuit of material things, never really learned to live by faith. They believed that God materially blessed all that He loved. Wow. You can turn on some television stations today, on the cable, or VHF, or is it UHF, yeah? And you'll find some people preaching that gospel, okay? It's not the gospel of Paul, it's not the gospel of any of the disciples, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, is what I should say. It's sort of a man-made, perverted kind of a gospel, and I understand that the name of this radio program is Prosperity for God's People, but we've spent the last 5 years telling you that prosperity is much more than material possession. In fact, money is only one small slice of the pie that is called prosperity. The Pharisees, they believed that God materially blessed all that He loved. Have you heard that gospel? Have you ever wondered why you were left out? Why you got cheated? Why you weren't included? why that brand new Cadillac didn't show up in your driveway. You love God. You love people. You say your prayers at night before you go to bed. You don't cheat on your wife. That's why people shouldn't mess with the gospel. The Pharisees had spiritually diseased eyes. They coveted wealth. And they became slaves to the master of greed. So you've got to serve somebody. And man cannot serve two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Their desire for money was so great, they were falling down in their service to the true master, which is God. Jesus taught that unless you seek first the kingdom of heaven, that you are in fact putting treasure in purses with holes, and he warned that your heart will be wherever your treasure is. And that's something to think about. Where's your heart? Where's your heart today? Because that's where your treasure is. And it's better to store your heart and your treasure in a holy purse where it cannot be destroyed. Material possessions, you know, your car can break, your house can burn down, your boat can sink, your wife's implants can collapse. You follow me? All temporal things. Temporary insanity is what a lot of it amounts to. But yet we get caught up in it and we believe the lie that this is life. This is the life that I should live. It's not. Not only cash money is considered wealth and kept in holy purses, and that's spelled H-O-L-E-Y, but James teaches that if you wish someone well but do nothing to meet their needs, that you have let your treasure slip through the holes. That's James 2:15. And it was also James who said the tongue could burn holes in treasure purses, tearing down others, spreading its evil throughout the whole body. Matthew 26, Peter stabbed holes in his purse when he denied Jesus. But, let's hear it for Peter, he quickly sewed up those holes with threads of repentance. Judas, on the other hand, did not have a sewing kit. And the 30 pieces of silver that he earned by giving Jesus over to the enemies dropped onto the temple floor. And we know how that story ends. He hanged himself. A harsh reality is that so many people would rather think that Jesus is dead than have him control their lives. See, I've come to a place where I don't want a friend. I don't want a companion. I want him to control my life. I want him to live his life through me. That's the place I've come to. Think about your own life. I know where the holes are in my purses. Which of your purses have holes in them? Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's in your forgiveness. Maybe it's in your giving. If you develop holy habits, H-O-L-Y, that will mend holy purses, H-O-L-E-Y. Luke 6:38 and Mark 4:24 says this, giving keeps your purses filled to the brim. Now that makes no sense to the natural mind. Try and convince your accountant of that and he'll tell you that you're nuts. I had a Jewish accountant, the last business that I ran. She said, you're nuts, you can't give all this money away. I said, yeah, watch. And I did. And she was amazed. And she still didn't quite understand it. Because there was a barrier between us. Not between us. We were actually great friends. There was a barrier between our belief systems. I had a personal relationship with my God. She didn't. I tried very hard to demonstrate to her the beauty of that relationship, and she saw it and she admired it, but it was just too much of a stretch. She was much older than I was, and it's just not how she was raised. And I tried hard to bridge that gap for quite a number of years. And given the opportunity, I'll do it again when I see her. 2 Corinthians says that God loves a cheerful giver. Some translations say a hilarious giver. But that giving, we always think about giving as money. Oh man, here comes the preacher, here comes the collection plate, oh my goodness, let me get my checkbook. You know what? It's not always about the money. Well, it is. It is always about the money, but it shouldn't always be about the money, because there's a greater truth here, and that truth is that if you give away all your money today, I know the economy's tough, but in theory, you could still go out tomorrow and make some more money, right? But whatever time you spend today, that's it. I mean, if God allots you another day, then fine. But see, you can make money, but you can't make time. You can make money as long as you have time, which God controls. You see what I'm saying? So when we read in the scripture about, you know, how we should be cheerful givers or hilarious givers or generous givers, it's not just about the money in that instance. It's about time. Jesus, of course, tells the story of a good Samaritan who gave compassion, physical help, time and money, both in the present and in the future, to the man who had been beaten and robbed and left on the side of the road on the way to Jericho. After telling the story, Jesus then said, "Now go and do what he did." Later in the same chapter, Jesus goes to the home of two sisters. Martha's purse was filled with busy holes, but Mary's purse was stuffed with worship blessings. Luke 10:38, Mary has chosen the better thing, and it will never be taken away from her. The money changers and the temple, they on the other hand, lost their profits because of their greed and dishonest trading. Matthew 21. Now, this still works the same way today. None of this has changed. This isn't old school, and now we're living something new or different. It's still the same. Luke 6:34 says, "If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? It's just a business transaction." Jesus also told the story of a man with two sons. The younger son asked, well, no, he demanded. He demanded his inheritance so that he could leave the life he knew and go out and see the world. Boy, that reminds me so much of myself at 17, off to see the world, join the Navy. There was no inheritance to be had, so I left penniless, but I left. I had to go. Now, in this biblical story, in this parable, his father gave in to the wishes. I often wondered why he did that, but he did. He divided the property, and his son went far away to another country. We know the story. He wasted his money on foolish living. He fell into hunger. He fell into poverty. He was forced to work harder than he had ever worked for his father, and he was hungry enough to eat with the pigs he was tending. And then in Luke 15:11, this is critical. He got up and he went to his father. That's what it says. He got up and went to his father. The getting up is huge. You might have a holy purse, that's H-O-L-E-Y. You might squander all that you've been given. But I want to encourage you, friend, all you have to do is get up, go to the Father, and He will reinstate you through repentance and forgiveness. You'll find you have more blessings than you had before you went out on your own. The Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. John 15:16. We have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we obey His commands and do what pleases Him. 1 John 3:22. Go, it will be done just as you believed it would. Matthew 8:13. And this other purse we all have, it holds our time that we have here on earth. We just talked about that. We have to be extra careful to keep the holes in this one mended. We need to be careful that we don't spend our time worrying about worldly things. We need to be ready for the time when Jesus returns. The very thing Steve Harvey was talking about, this introduction. He is coming. Pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:34. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Galatians 6:7. And Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:13. I'm assured that Jesus Christ is able to protect what He has trusted to me until that day. And until that day, we must protect the good deposit that we were given with the help of the Holy Spirit. So my encouragement today is that you not put the truth of the gospel, your salvation, or your faith in God in purses with holes. All of these things are just too precious to be lost through neglect. Especially since the holes are so easy to mend. So if you've got a hole in any of your purses today, be aware of it. Man, you keep sowing into your marriage, but it's not taking. You're sowing into your children's life, it's not taking. You're working hard, you're getting paid well, but you're not getting ahead. There's a hole in the purse. You need to seek counsel from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you can talk to your accountant. You can talk to your psychiatrist. You can talk to your financial planner. You can talk to your priest. But I'm going to tell you who you really need to talk to. You need to talk to Jesus Christ. You need to get in your prayer closet. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to come before the throne and say, God, I got holes in my purses. And I need you to help me mend them. He's faithful, and He's just. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to do more than survive. He wants you to thrive. But He's not going to force Himself on you. You're going to have to ask for His help. And I'm telling you today, if you ask, you shall receive. Father, we thank You for this day, for all of Your blessings, God, for Your mercy and for Your grace. We thank You for the opportunity to serve You, to know You. We thank You for the opportunity to be in fellowship this morning with other believers around the world, God. Those who tuned in from who knows where. Those who are listening live today and those who will listen another day via podcast or some other marvelous technology. We just know, God, that You're good and that You love us, that You want us to succeed, that You want to be a part of our life, an intimate part, every part, from our family to our finances. We just have to open the door and invite You in. And we do that right now. We ask You to step into our life, every area, God, and to take over. Take the wheel. Live Your life through us. let us bring honor and glory to your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, friends. Welcome to this fine Monday new format edition of Prosperity for God's People. If anyone had ever told me I would be doing this early, I would have said, I don't think so, but here we are. It's the real deal. Trading is relatively quiet off of the open. What do we got? Trading 12.19, 19 and a quarter on the mini. S&P is down about 4 points. Here's Friday. Here's our high. We had a lower high Friday afternoon. Here's the overnight. Here's midnight. So this session, which began here, right here. So we've had a series of lower highs. This is a 30-minute chart. See that? We'll define those lower highs with this. Now, I know you're going, well, sometimes you do the wick and sometimes you don't. Yeah, sometimes. And you develop an eye for that. And I'm not saying my eye is always perfect. You can tag the body. What happens if we tag the body? Well, it gets askew, doesn't it? So we're going to go with what we got. And if you can listen to me talk about drawing trend lines, and you'll never get it. But if you start drawing them, then pretty soon you'll draw enough, and you'll see price react enough. You'll go, oh, okay, that's what's important. So we got this wick, and this wick, and this wick, and this wick. So that's kind of important. Okay? If we just had one wick sticking up here, I might not be so concerned about it. We got a little triangle building right here on the 30-minute chart. And the weekly zones are posted on the 30-minute chart. I don't think I've got them onto the other charts yet. I'm going to very quickly refill my coffee cup. We are gold's off by $5. Silver's up a tad. S&P's down 4. Dow is down 49. The NASDAQ is down 4. We're going to go to the pit for a moment and listen to the squawk. See if there's any excitement building down there. And I'll be back in just a couple minutes, and then we'll start hunting for something to trade. And by then, the rest of the crew should start to show up. Although, I don't know how this is going to affect Michael, because he's busy the first hour and a half of the market, so I don't know what time he's going to pop in. And I also don't know what time Bert is going to pop in, or Leslie. Oh, I just got a message from Bert that he's here and ready. Okay, Bert, great. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back. I just want to go fill up my coffee cup here. If I can get the audio to load. Let's try it again.
Even straight in on the mop of the 920 off the air now once again. I'm even bidding out 20 straight, 30 straight, lower to lower, straight to 930s. 90 bit and on them up at a 9.5. You know, now once again, I'm a 9.20 trade, 30 trade, locals only trade the 9.30s. I'm a 90 bit and on them up at a 9.5. 9 even bid. Even bid, you know, is your best bid, you know, on them up at a 9.30 off. You know, now once again, I'm a 19 even bid and now best bid for you. You know, guys, I'm a 90 bit and on them at 9.30 again. Guys, your opening range this morning was 1880 to 1830 here now. Once again, your opening range this morning was 1880 to 1830 here now, guys. I'm an 870 bid now, best bid for you. Off of that 9.5 here now, 9 even straight, 8.5, 9.5, 9 even start trading, 8.5 bid here now. It's the best bid here now, guys. 8.5 start trading here now. Continued chop trade. 80 to bit and now best bid for you now once again. I'm an 80 to bit and now I'm off and added out pop to you now guys with the 820s and the 830s trading at a locals only trade the 830s here now guys 80 to bit and 8.5. 80 to bid and now best bid for you now once again. I'm an 80 to bid and now I'm off and added out pop to you now guys once again. I'm an 80 to bid and now best bid for you now guys 80 to bid and now I'm off and at 8.5. 20 bid here now, 30 straight local here now, guys. 8 half off here now, once again. I'm an 820 trading here now, locals only trade. 8 evens here now, locals selling to a Merrill buyer here now, guys. 18 evens to trade. Merrill's buying on the way down here now, locals looking light short here right now, up near high prints here now, guys. They have been selling the light paper here now, Merrill Lynch bulk buy side activity here, guys. Once again, locals just sold. 18 evens are trading here now. Locals are light short from up above on near high prints here now, guys. 7.5 and a nine, I'm off at an 8. 7.5 and a nine is your best bid here now, and I'm off at an 8 even here now. Once again, 7.5 and a nine is your best bid here now, and I'm off at an 8 even here now. Once again, 7.5 and a nine is your best bid here now, and I'm off at an 8 trade. 8 even bid now, best bid for you here now. I'm 8 even bid now, and I'm off at an 8.20. 8 even bid now is your best bid here now, and I'm off at 8.20 off here now with the 8 even straight here now, guys. 7 80 bid now, best bid for you here now. Once again, 7 80 bid now, and I'm off at 8. 7 80 bid now, and I'm off at 8 even here now. Once again, I'm an 80 bid now with the 8 even straight here now. Locals only trade the 8 even here now, guys. 7 80 bid now is your best bid here now, and I'm off at 8.20. 7 80 bid now, best bid. Very choppy trade here now, guys. 80 bid and I'm off at 8.20 off here now. Once again, I'm an 80 bid and now best bid for you here now. I'm off at 8.20 off here now. Once again, I'm an 80 bid and now best bid. 80 bid and I'm off at 8.20 off here now. Once again, I'm an 80 bid and now best bid for you here now, guys. 80 bid and I'm off at 8.30 here now with the 8th trade here. 7.5 bid and now best bid. Half bid here now, I'm off at 8 even here now. Once again, 7.5 bid and I'm off at 8 even here now. Half bid and now best bid for you here now, and I'm off at 8 even here now. Once again, 17 half bid. 7 halves are trading here now, guys. 20 bid and now, and I'm off at 7 half off here now. Once again, 20 straight even bid. Your best bid here now, guys. 17 even bid and now, and I'm off at 17 half off here now. Once again, I'm an even bid and a half. Even bid here now, best bid for you here now, guys. 7 even bid and now, and I'm off at 7 half off here now.
All right, looks like we want to drop out of the bottom of this little triangle right here. Certainly testing the bottom of it. This is a 30-minute candle, so let's go take a look at something different. Bert, are you there?
I'm here, Dwayne.
Morning.
I spilled a half a cup of my coffee on me.
Aww.
But other than that, we're working through it. It's Monday morning.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. What's shaking?
Well, not too much. Just watching the market here. Early trade. We have no econ reports today, right?
No econ reports. Got a little bit of strength in the dollar. That's probably what's dampening the stocks right now. The U.S. dollar against the euro, or the 6E, I think is putting the weight on the stocks right now. Other than that, I mean, we really have nothing else to look forward to today. So we might trade between zones. Play trade technical here. Actually, the rest of the week is light, too. You know, we got really nothing until, well, we have Veterans Day. Is that it on Thursday?
No, that's Friday.
Is that Friday?
Hey, Bert, I just sent you a message from Jim.
If I make
you an organizer, then you'll be able to see the questions. But,
all right, 1 second here.
It's probably easier to just make you an organizer, and then you can communicate directly.
Okay. Yeah, that would be one I'd like to see what's on this platform.
Okay, there you go. You can see the questions now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Keith just corrected me. Veterans Day is Thursday. Okay. Thank you for that, Keith. I thought I saw a... Oh, You know, I was looking at a church. They made a calendar with the kids with artwork from the kids at the orphanage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, it came out awesome. And so I was looking at a 2011 calendar yesterday, and that's when I saw Veterans Day on a Friday. This year it's on a Thursday.
You see that on your iPhone? Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's
that's why I had it in my head that it was Friday, because I was going through the calendar and making sure they got all the holidays in there and stuff. And the kids are, it's really a stunning calendar. We just now got to get a good bid on the printing. We had a test run down at Costco that came out. They were charged us like $10 a piece, so we got to get the price down. But really nice, high quality. All right, so you can see the questions now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, this thing's starting to drop. Let's get some levels up on this 10K chart. Let's get to 1215 in here. And that wasn't a misprint. I didn't forget one of the levels. That's just how it works out sometimes. So there's 1215. Okay, there we go. All right, we can see price here poked right up into that zone. Pretty resistance. Down she went. Okay, the next level below us, 1215. And below that, if we take that out, we got 1207, 1208. That's pretty far down. That would be a rough day. Now, the dollar's stronger today, Bert. Why is that?
It's just... I think there was a little bit of fear with Irish debt, and that was kind of floating toward the front page of the newspaper on Friday. But they're concerned about their debt situation in Ireland, and I think that's what's putting some pressure on the euro and giving the dollar a small boost here. And so, you know, you look on some of the websites and other places, you really don't see it, but there's still some question there. So it's starting to work its way toward the front page of the newspapers, but it's kind of in the background. It's a backdrop right now. So, and I think given the fact that there's not any other economic reports, maybe for the moment that's going to be the focus for the day.
Couple of the Fed guys are speaking today, but I don't suspect that will be. I don't think they'll be allowed to say anything that's going to shake the markets. Now, we're in a time period where Mike Reed often will talk about watching for a reversal. I mean, obviously, since the open, we've been moving steadily down. We're on the 10K here. Let's get a little trend line going here. Somebody says, well, but you didn't do the wick there. I didn't, because I got this right here. If I'd had another wick, I'd have probably gone across. And you know what? It's just to give you an idea, to give you a guideline. And when you get it exactly right, well, you'll know you got it right, because price will truly respect it. So we got support printing here. We're moving back up to the 21-period EMA. This is on the 10,000 contract. On the 30-minute chart, we poked out of the bottom of that triangle, but the candle hasn't closed yet, and that's really important where it closes. We got about 7 minutes left here. Now, if it closes back inside of the triangle, I would venture to say, if you pull up any historical charts and you look at 10 a.m. Eastern, you'll see an awful lot. Mike begins to watch for it, I think, about 15 to 10 minutes till the top of the hour. It can happen anywhere in that time period. And, of course, it can happen, you know, after the top of the hour, 10 after, quarter after. But you definitely will see on many occasions the market opens, runs in one direction, and then about anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes into trading, it'll do an abrupt about face and head the other way. So far, this looks like it's headed to 12:15. But we won't know for certain on a 30-minute perspective until that happens. Pop over here and look at this. On a 5-minute, we're just trading lower. 12:15.75. So we'll watch 15 to see if it holds as support. And up above us, we got 19 and 20.
Want to break it down on a 900 tick?
Yeah, we can. We traded down through support right there. Yeah, let's scale this down. Now, on most days, we would be stepping aside right here, right now, because we potentially would have some news coming out, but not today. That's not an issue today. So there's no news release that's going to come along and move this thing one way or the other. On the cycle, we're red, getting ready to curl up. We'll throw DMT on here. Yeah, that's red. It's going to take that a while to get into position. As you can see here, we've already hit blue, hit red. This 900 tick time frame, it's a little quick for me. I know that Jerry does exceedingly well with it. Jerry, you out there? You want to watch for the 15 to give support and see if we can get a trade off of that.
Hey, Jerry's in the crowd. Pick up on that 900 tick chart, Jerry? I'm short on the 50K setup. He's looking at the 50K setup. He's short on a 50K setup in the
wonder what that looks like. I'll show you. Your platform, you just go to custom, get 10,000 contracts, change it to a 5. There you go. Same trend line. And he shorted 1950. He shorted the pullback right here into the MA1 and the 21 period EMA. Hey, now that's a nice trade, Jerry. And he's got a target of 12:15. That's 4.5. That's bold. That's the next level down, though. That's good. You want to come on and talk about that trade, Jerry? I'll enable your mic. Are you busy managing your trade? Oh, no headphone today. Okay. We got to get you an extra headphone. Okay, so Jerry's in at 19.5. He's trading for a target down at the weekly zone of 12.15. Cycle indicator is red and turned down, getting buried down here. So I would say, where's your stop, Jerry? Have you moved your stop up? Have you locked in some profits? All right, so you've locked in 1 point. You're going for 4.5 on the rest. And two more ticks, you got it. Oil's down a little bit today. Gas is down. Heating oil's down. All the commodities are suffering due to this weak dollar. Not too badly. Beans open in a half an hour. For all you bean traders out there. All right, Jerry, we'll take our eyes off your trade for a minute so it can do what it needs to do. 6E. We still on the right month here, Bert, for the 6E?
Yep. All right. December until first week of December.
All right. All right. We traded... Well, we've been inside of... Okay, on the overnight? No? Yeah. On the overnight, we hit that zone. And so far today, we've traded down. So we've gone zone to zone on the 6E. But we're still inside of the zone. Just traded the top, traded the bottom. Now we're rolling sideways. That sounds like a Michael Bork back there tippy-tapping away. Yep. Good morning, Mr. Bork.
We have another short right here.
That's funny.
16.25. We don't
really have anything here. We had this last. Well, Jerry, you got within a tick. Now we're getting that potential top of the hour reversal. Now on this big setup, the 50K, you might get one, two trades a day. That one that Jerry got there was a particularly good one because it had three things going in its favor. Pulled back into a weekly zone, into the 21 EMA, and into the CFMA1. And that, now it wasn't until that pullback that you could even draw the trend line, so you can't really add that in as a fourth thing. So we're going to drop back down to a 10K. It'll take a while for that to reset again. All right, so if we're going to move up, 21 EMA is holding us back right now. cycle starting to turn up. We got a little blue here. Got a little blue here. So we could get an entry at 12.1575. And then maybe trade up to the trend line. Once the trend line breaks, then we have 19.20 to potentially act as resistance. Trade it through support here on the 5-minute. And we're not trading this, so we're going to close that. Okay, Jerry says he's out at a point on the last one, on the last contract, so you got 5 points total. Okay, so that's 5 points total based on one contract, although you're trading three. That always gets a little tricky, but I understand what you mean. Okay, so 5 points based on one contract. That's really good. That's excellent. So you guys get that? He was trading three contracts. He scaled out of the position as it moved down towards his target. And so, at the end of the trade, by the time he had scaled out, it was as if he had traded, the net result was as if he had traded one contract for a total of 5 points, which is an excellent trade. Congratulations, Jerry. All right, here's a 5-minute with just a simple 21-period EMA on it, and also the cycle indicator here. That's not my default, though. Try that again. Create new area. You always got to create the new area or you'll do what I just did. Okay, there we go. Now I can see it a little bit better. As we can see, this is getting ready to turn up. Okay. When it turned up over here, how much of an up move did we get? Yeah, not a lot. When it turned down over here, a pretty good move. So the strength is to the downside at the moment. This area here that printed as support appears to be turning into resistance. See this wick up here? We need to let this thing settle. Remember, we have a weekly zone down here at 1215. Let's just put that on the chart. Okay. What time frame you short that on, Jerry? 900? Jerry's shorting 17.25. Okay, he's got an order and a short right here. Okay, this hasn't quite rolled over yet. This has gone red. Now, every time I let these guys talk me into these shorter time frame trades. Oh, my goodness. Now, once this turns red and this drops a little more, then the entry could be 1217. But bear in mind that that gives your target only down to the weekly zone at 1215. Now, can it trade right through the weekly zone? Sure. Absolutely. So catching it up here at 17.25 gives you cushion. Got a nice red envelope. Okay, now we've gone red. Now the entry is 1217. So on a short time frame, let's see what we get. Jerry's not going to get filled at 17.25 unless it punches through here, which could happen. In fact, Jerry just moved his entry down to 1217 if he's following along here. Yep. Okay, so guys, see this? This is on a 900 tick, 1217. It's trading with Jerry here. So we'll call this segment Trading with Jerry. 1217. You got to round it down. Oh, see, now it just went 1216.75. I'll let Jerry trade that one. And Jerry says if it trades below 1216, he's going to cancel it. So he's willing to, on a one tick, on a 900 tick, if he can get in and out for a point, he's good. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's 1 point's a fine day's work. You know, at this point, it looks like we might still get in at 1217 because we've gotten in at 17.25. That's what it looks like over here. See, it's hitting that 21 period EMA. Well, we should be at the trend line. Yep, we are. Okay, let's look at this on the 10K chart. Just hit this trend line and the 21 over here. We weren't looking at this chart when it happened. See this doji that printed here at the trend line? Now we're printing resistance, although price looks like it wants to break up through the trend line and through this resistance. Let's just see how this plays out. We've got 6,000, a little over 6,500 contracts left to trade before this candle is complete. All right, we're going to knock this back down to a 2-minute. There we go. All right, Jerry's short 12.17. You got 1 point risk on that, Jerry? Five ticks, okay. All right, so he's in at 12.17, so 18 and a quarter. Okay, looks like that just took him up. Well, the good thing is you had a stop in, so you live to trade another day. All right, on this 2-minute chart, we printed some support down here at... Move some stuff around so I can see. All right, David says his internals are turning the market around, sending it long. On a 5-minute chart, if we get a close up above this 21 period EMA and our CF cycle curls up, turns blue, then I am in agreement with you there. We came within a tick of the weekly trading zone. How many times have you heard that? Within a tick. S&P's down 5. Gold's down 6. Dow is down 57.75. NASDAQ is down a little over 2 points. Yep, we're getting a curl up on the cycle. We get a close above the 21 period EMA here. Now, notice on the 21 here, I mean, we just been hugging this thing on a 5-minute, not really pulling away from it at all. This is about the biggest move we got as we attempted to get down here to... The only issue I have, sorry to say, is that we're running into the 12.19, 12.20. Weekly trading zone. Now, above 20, next weekly zone is 27. So, if in fact, David's work, I believe, is based off internals. He tracks the, he said the other day, a New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, I think it was a 5-minute chart, he said, and that's, he uses that and some other internals to determine market direction. He uses a 20-period simple moving average. And he runs that on the NYSE, and that gives him, on a 5-minute chart, and that gives him an idea of, that's sort of his bullish-bearish indicator. 89-period simple moving average. See how that's flat across there? Okay. That's a pretty good indicator, too. That's, some refer to that as the bull and bear line. Okay, you trade above it, it's bullish. You trade below it, it's bearish. But in a market like today, the best information it can give you is the fact that it's lying flat. Does it always lie flat? No, not always. But it can be pretty good at letting you know. Yeah, Michael, is that you? Hey, if we get rejected at the 1920, then perhaps we get a short back down. Let's jump over to the 2-minute. Where's that? See, on the 2-minute, we could be buying a pullback here. 1750, how does that look on the sandbox? Yeah, it's just really too close for comfort. The cycle, just getting ready to push up through the DMT. We're blue here. This was actually a buy. Had we been looking at this chart, we could have bought 16 and a quarter on a pullback. We were blue here, blue here. We weren't quite ready here. But, and we're printing already, we've printed our first resistance dot at 1219. Okay, Dave. David says he uses the 7:45 a.m. Central Time open as the morning bull bear line. Today is 12:19. Okay. 12:19. All right. Well, that lines up with this. And let's watch this here, because if we can move up into this weekly zone. See, we got rejected here. Well, really, we got rejected a few times. That's going back, though, all the way to, let's go back to Friday. We got to stay out of Friday. All right, last night, we got rejected. Well, frankly, we haven't made it above the 1220. I mean, we pushed above it to 1221 on this candle. Then on the next candle, back down. So that's just really a critical area right there. So if we can get this to move up into the zone and roll over here, we could have a nice short setting up, and that will give us, basically it'll give us the exact same trade that Jerry got this morning on the 50,000 contract chart. We'll get that on this chart. We pushed out on this 30-minute candle, we closed below. And then we're right back in. $10,000 contract. The beginning of resistance here. I mean, you got resistance dots. We got a doji. This thing's going to try to push up into this same area. We did break this trend line. So on the way back down, we have to watch. We may not get all the way back to 1215, we may get to the top of this trend line, and that a lot of that will have to do with how long it takes for this trade to play out. If we pull up in here, we roll over, then time becomes a factor as to whether or not, because if it takes some time, then the top of the trend line could very well be this 1215 area. If it gets up into the zone and makes a quick drop, then that's not the case. All right, the markets have been open for 1 hour, almost. S&P still down by 5. That's the cash market. Yen's down, euro's down, pound is down. Dow cash is down by 52. NASDAQ cash just went positive.
NASDAQ turned green, so.
Yep.
We might have one of those days where the NASDAQ's up, Dow's down, and the S&P's kind of caught sideways here. In other words, it won't, unless the NASDAQ really rolls over, we wouldn't fall apart too bad if the market started dropping here.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Jacob.
Wayne. Not too much. Not yet, anyway. Another one of those divergent situations.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you start at 11 or 8.
All right. Yeah, I know. I know. The real trades were in the pre-market on the 6E, but unfortunately, once again, I was unable to take advantage of that.
So how was your weekend, Michael?
It was pretty good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, happy birthday. You got away from the kids.
Yeah, today's the actual birthday, but we went down to Connecticut this weekend, dropped the kids off, and my wife and I got out a little bit. So that part of it was nice. And
I don't have any birthday songs. That's the best we got.
Sorry. I take no pleasure in getting older, but as long as I get wiser along the way, I'm still hoping for that to come into play here. I'm actually
starting to get pretty fond of growing old.
Are you?
Well, it means one more day alive.
Yeah. every day is a new day of life, right? Every day you wake up. All right.
However we want to break this trend line here, it is broken. All right. Now, 10K, this is a little bit of a big picture scenario. We've reached the top of the cycle. But look here how long this stayed buried. When we got up here, pulled over pretty quickly. Again, that's going back into Friday's action. But here we spent basically the entire overnight session and all through this morning. We made a run up, but look, we only got to the 1920 area. So let's watch for this thing to roll over in this area and set us up for a trade. We've still got a little ways to go here on the cycle. Still got a little ways to go on the DMT. What kind of volume figure do you show, Michael?
Just a second. So far, we have 500,000, 584,000. And let me see how much of that was pre-market. Oops. Give me a second here. A lot of that was pre-market. 1, 2, 3, 4. About half of that was pre-market. So we have, I don't know, the first hour we have about 300 and, 350,000 or so. It's a holiday week this week. Not so much for us, but for banks and whatnot. God knows my kids have a day and a half off. I'm telling you. If I had to do it all over again, I'd be a teacher at a private school.
Say what?
I said if I had to do it all over again, I'd be a teacher at a private school. They get more days off than shake a stick at.
David just made an observation that is very true. He said, we don't realize how blessed we are. If you make over $50,000 a year, you make more than 99% of the 7 billion plus people in the world. That's a true fact. If you have spare change in a dish somewhere, you're wealthier than 80% of the world's population. Now, and that really should get people to thinking about wealth and what they have and don't have, because there are some people who have very little yet have very much, and there are some people who, on the other hand, are knocking down big figures, and they have no peace, they have no joy, they're stressed out of their mind, and at the end of the week, end of the month, even though they're making a lot of money, they don't have any money. It's the very thing we talked about in the opening devotional this morning. They have a purse with holes in it. They got holes in their pocket. You know, I work, and at the end of the week, I'm just like that other 99% of the people in the world, of the world's 7 billion, that don't have anything. I'm working, I got a job, I got a desk, my name's on the door, people respect me, they say yes, sir, they say no, sir, I have a secretary, she brings me coffee, but at the end of the day, I'm broken and broke, see? I know some people in Africa who, you know, they own like two pairs of pants, two T-shirts, and one white shirt to wear to church on Sunday. They live in a mud hut, and they're just happy. They got joy. They got hope. They got faith. They aren't stressed out. They don't know where the next meal's coming from all the time. But you know what? They're not worried about it. They're not worried about worldly things. So, yeah, those are, that's a true statement you made, David. It's a great observation. I preached a sermon or two on that very topic. It's usually tied into a sermon on trying to get people to pull out their checkbooks and think about somebody other than themselves. But, all right, we're approaching. Okay, we got red dots up here. Cycle indicator has not rolled over. DMT is not crossed. Let's go see what we got over here. We got resistance right there at 1875 on the 5-minute chart. We are at 89 line. I showed you guys that's still holding us back. We did touch 19. So we've officially touched that zone. But the cycle indicator indicates that once there's still something bullish going on here. If that thing starts to roll over here, then that'll be some pretty good confirmation that we're headed down. The fact that the NASDAQ turned green, not by much, all of half a point on the cash markets, but we could get a reversal out of here. It's potentially possible. just tighten up and tighten up until...
Yeah, there's not a lot of impetus for it to move around. What's our range so far? 4 points.
Basically zone to zone.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to get my times straightened out today so that my charts display. Right now, I'm just... Those of you who were watching my charts in the past, I was displaying Pacific time because I'm in Arizona. Now I'm displaying Mountain Standard Time. And that's because Arizona doesn't change their time. We don't move our clocks forward or backwards. We just leave them where they are. So for the majority of the year, I'm on Pacific time. It used to be like half and half, but now that they've monkeyed with the change dates, bigger portion of the year, we're on Pacific, and just part of the year. I guess it's back up until, what, March when they change again? I think it's March.
I'm not even sure. I think so.
Yeah.
In the spring sometime.
Well, it used to be spring and fall. Spring forward, fall back. Now it's more like end of winter to beginning of winter, something like that. A couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah, David, I will put it on Central to align with Chicago. I just have to figure out if that is plus, if that is minus. Bert, do you know, is that minus 6?
Yeah, that's GMT minus 6 right now. We are GMT minus 5, so that would be one less. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I know how to do it on an individual chart. On an individual chart, you go here. You go to time zone. Okay. Is GMT and UTC the same thing?
I believe so. Universal. Now, you know what? The easiest way to do this might be to just... I don't know if this is the easiest way, but if you save that as your template... First of all, it's got to update. And then save it as your template and reload your template on every chart. If your template's the same on every chart.
See, right here it's showing chart time. And then it's showing my computer time down here.
Yep. Yeah, so that should be right for you, right?
Now. Well, yeah. Yeah, that works for me. All right, on the 2100 tick, 2097, I added 3 ticks, 2100. I don't want anybody to get too hung up on that whole thing. We got a short sitting up here. Waiting for this to roll over. The 900 tick, you've already got your short right here based on the cycle and the MA1. The DMT has not kicked in yet. traded up through this resistance, and it looks like we're about to trade back below it. Just looking for an entry here. Now we need this to roll. Did you see the trade this morning that Jerry had off the 50K chart, Michael?
I did not see it, but I told him about it the other day. He asked me for more information about it.
Yeah, it was a nice pullback to the MA1 and the 21 period EMA, yeah. Right in the middle of the zone, 19.5.
Perfect. 19.5, did he take it down to the other zone to zone?
He scaled out on the way down. So he was okay. Trading a 3-lot, but he ended up with the equivalent of 5 points on one contract. So, very nice trade.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that is it's an attractive trade. I mean, it only happens once or twice a day, but 4 out of 5 days it seems to win. That's all you need.
On this 5-minute chart, we cycled up, but we got very little movement. We got stopped right at the weekly zone there, 19. With no ability to push through yet. Up a little bit so we can see it. All right. Now that's what we're waiting for. Michael, can you take charge for about 5 minutes?
Sure. Sure, I'll take them over. Hang on just a second. Let me move things around a little bit here. Right now. It looks like it's getting ready to roll over here. The DMT is not in yet. The cycle is not in yet. But the MA1 is ready over here. Okay. My times are Eastern time, by the way. Dave, just so you know. My times are all Eastern time. Okay, that's the 2100. Let's check out the YM. See, the YM has been going sideways for a long time, too. Crude. A lot of times crude will move around when other things aren't. Crude's had a little bit of movement. This is the soybeans. Soybeans are moving. There was a long over here, short over here, from the open. I think I'm going to trade some soybeans. Hang on a second, I have to get it ready over here. There's a couple of things right now that I'm interested in trading. One is soybeans, and one is, oops. And we are now on January soybeans. The 6E and the soybeans right now look more attractive to me. I'm looking at some stuff here. This is the TF or the Russell 2000. Looking at some things on this, but I haven't figured anything out yet. Okay, I'll keep everybody posted on that. Now the 6E has been moving around pretty well. Alright, it's looking like it's getting ready to go long. If we snap it out a little bit, this is a 4-tick range chart on the 6E. Oops. Soybeans look to be rolling over here right in an area. So if that happens, I'll be looking to get into that. I'll probably point something else out here on this chart. There was an instance earlier today where we had the gravestone doji. Where the heck was that thing? Alright. I'll get to it. I'll find it. Eventually. I'll have to get back to it. I gotta go back over here to the soybeans. So I think this is where it's gonna roll over here pretty soon. Alright, the ES is moving up a little bit, right up to 1219 right now. It's not rolling over yet. 1219, 1220 is the weekly trading zone right here. Alright. In the big picture, I'm going to have to create a 10K chart. We've been in chop pretty much all morning. No, we should have had a down move here, but we are in chop right now from about 10:15. So for the last half an hour, we've been in chop on the ES. Okay. Soybeans are not rolling where they should be. This is the ES900 tick. Now, let me just throw something up here. And you guys can either agree with me or disagree with me. But I'm going to put the 10,000 contract chart up here. And I'm also going to add this to it. All right. Now, here's what we had going on. Coming off the open here, we had this lower pivot. When we pulled up here, this is the 10,000 tick chart. So I'll tell you what the 10,000 tick is telling me about chop and whatnot. This lower pivot said to look for continuation of the downtrend, look for a pullback up to the basis, and then another lower pivot. All right, we got this here. Once we close back down below here, we should never have closed back up above the MA1 until we put in the lower pivot. we did do this over here. Then we came back down, finally put in the lower pivot to continue the downtrend. All right, we closed back up above for a pullback. MA1, it's still pulling back here. This is just a deep pullback until we get... that is aggravating. Until we get over here. Now, we closed back down below the MA1, and we should have gone down and put in another lower pivot before we closed back up above. But right here, we closed back up above, and right here is the weekly zone, 1920. This suggests we're in chop right here. Okay. Suggests we're in chop. We're back to the 2100 here. Hey, Dwayne. I was just going over my 10K analysis and how it says we're in chop right now. Gold. Let's have a look at gold again. Gold is choppy now, too.
Gold at 1394.
Yeah, nice. Up from 13, what was it, 1320 last week?
Yeah.
I think it's a mover, isn't it? Yeah, my charts don't go back that far. Anyway. Uh-oh. I'm getting a disconnect right here, Dwayne. I think.
All right.
It's either a disconnect or it's giving me more chart. I don't know which one.
I will see.
You know, the 2097, guys, we did not... I mean, we pulled back to the 1920 again. The MA1 went red on us, but the cycle indicator, the DMT, both are still bullish. And price is still being supported. You going to push the charts back?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the charts back because mine are not working right now. I just hung up. All right.
Okay, right here, we got the pullback, but we did not have confirmation here, nor here. So now, we get to wait for price to drop, pull back again, see if we can catch that one. The 30-minute, nothing new to report on the 30-minute chart. 10,000 contract, price being supported by the 21. We've still... Now, I pointed out earlier on the 10K chart how long price stayed at the bottom of the cycle, the potential for it to stay at the top of the cycle for a while was a real and present thing. And then I said we have to watch the top of this trend line on the way down as support. Now that time has elapsed, you know, unless the market were to just fall out of bed right here, if the path is back down, then this trend line is not going to get in the way of us going to the 1215. We got within a tick of it this morning, so we've gone during this session from zone to zone minus a tick. Now, what will happen on the 2100 tick is if price drops down, we pull back, we could be pulling back into both the 21 EMA and the MA1. If that happens, then this is probably going to be rolling over, and we've got confirmation down here. So, all in all, that could be a good trade for us. Just waiting confirmation. Now, today's Monday, and Mike Reed normally visits with us on Monday. Let me check and see if he has shown up today. Mike, I don't know how This is going to fit in with your schedule starting earlier. Don't know if it's going to help, or it might bring Mike on at the end of the show as opposed to the earlier part of the show. David has said that he's pretty flexible, that he can pop on whenever. So, David, if you're tuned in. I went over all this morning when we started up, which has now been 2 hours ago. So that whole aspect right there changes to a degree as well. I said this whole week we would just kind of let the show take its own shape and form, because I just thought about that. I didn't start the recorder until about 7:20, but still we're going to be coming up on 2 hours here pretty quick. But then we've done three-hour podcasts most days for the past year. So I want to let each of the guests be able to participate in the daily podcast, but as far as the actual other stuff, the trading, the chit-chat, that doesn't necessarily need to be uploaded to iTunes or any other place. So, yeah, by the end of the week, I'll have a pretty good idea. There needs to be a segment of time where people can come for the entertainment that they've been accustomed to, the high energy jibber jabber, and the rest of the time it's going to be not that. Not entertainment, not high energy jibber jabber. It's just going to be watching a chart, waiting for a trade to set up, and it's like, what is this guy trying to teach me? Patience. That's all right now. Just patience. All right, we got red, we got red, we got red. And it's time to put on trade.
We're getting a bearish cross there, too.
Oh, what did I just do?
So.
There we go.
All right, I was going to say my charts are back if we need to switch.
No, I just hit the wrong button. All right, so the entry is 1217 and a half.
MIT.
MIT. There we go.
The other markets are going down with it here. Did I put that?
Yep, there goes the bearish cross that Michael mentioned. And so our entry now is going to be 1217 and a quarter. For that to come together, we do need the market to pull up and fill us. Right there. You already got support printing down here. One tick above the low of the day. The low of the day is 1215 and a quarter. We just printed support at 1215 and a half. Entry is now 1217. And it's about to be 1675. So I'm not particularly crazy about that. That was a pretty brisk move. I mean, look at it from a 5-minute perspective. 2 5-minute candles took us from zone to a point away from the next zone. And here goes that hook right here in the cycle. Yeah, we've already traded below the 15.75, though. We already traded down to 15 and a quarter. And here goes the 15. All right, well, that pullback never happened. Yeah, we got an entry. And the market looks to be, well, on the DMT, we got a wide envelope preparing to pierce from the bottom. We just tagged the top of that trend line and 12.15 weekly zone. So we potentially get a bounce right here. Two things. Top of the trend line and the weekly zone. Rally up could take us into this. Now, notice we haven't printed any support here. We got to print support before we can print resistance. Resistance, we would think, is going to be somewhere around this 21 period EMA. I'm going to move back up. But the cycle is still pointed down. Sometimes, David, that's just the way the math works out. Sometimes there are single-digit zones. It's not too often, but occasionally. And watch what happens here at the 15. There it goes. Just fired off our first support dot. Now, that's an automated mathematical process that doesn't have anything to do with the fag. It's not firing that dot off because there's a weekly zone there. It would have fired that dot with or without. So, the fact that it is printing there. So, now we got three things going. Got a weekly trading zone, top of the trend line, and a support. You are short or out, okay. Now, if this thing starts to hook back up on the 10K, if this 15 holds, this thing starts to hook back up. It's a continuation of a cycle. And that would... This 15 holds, we could get a... I mean, the move from 19 down to 15... that was a 15-minute move. Whereas on the way up, it took 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. It took 30 minutes to work our way up. It only took 15 minutes to come back down. Trade back up to at least 12.16 and a half, it looks like.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
12.16.50 is where I'm thinking. If you look at the 10K, it'll show it too. It'll show it there. The 21 EMA is at 16.66 over there. Or 16.57, right in that range.
Yeah.
It'll probably trade up there, bounce, and bounce back down from there. Continue the downtrend. We would need to get through 12.15 down to the next level, put in a lower pivot. That's what it should do here. Okay. Obviously, what it should do and what it does do are often two different things.
Quite often.
Yeah. And we have to wait and see if it meets our expectations.
Alright, on the 5 minute, 21 EMA is overhead and falling. Support here.
And this is the pullback we're expecting up to the base. I mean, up to the 21 EMA on the 10K, right?
Yep.
We're almost there.
So we're waiting on a trade setup here on the 2100 tick, which we did not get. I mean, we got the move. We just didn't get the pullback for an entry. Now, is this going to turn into a long? Well, time will tell. But we may just take a 10K trade here off of 16.50
looks pretty good. 16.25 is 16.50 is conservative. 16.25 is a little aggressive. But we should go from there back down to 15 at least, probably down to that support at 14.50. It should put in a lower pivot after it hits that. That's what we should have.
All right, so this is a 10K trade, 12.16.50. Actually, yeah, that's about right.
You don't need much more than a point of risk on this. Either it's going to be right or it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be right. Willis, are you listening right now?
If we get filled on this thing at 16, I'm 1650 market if touched. Which is probably going to fill me at 16 and a quarter if we get filled. And so yeah, let's have a look at this and see.
Okay.
All right. As I thought, the fill came in at 16 and a quarter. We were market if touched on 50. We got filled at a quarter. And we're not risking a lot here. The stop loss is 17 and a half. Which is just around the corner.
Really? Because I get them from you.
Need to close down below those below the MA1 on the 10K, and then this thing should push down. A close here down below 16 should do it on this bar. I know the MA1's at 1540.
almost there.
Bert, you still with us?
I am, just hanging out.
Still mopping up coffee?
No, I just, I'll live with the stuff all over my pants.
But, oh, man.
So you guys got a little short hair.
Oh, that's a drag to have to walk around all day like that, huh?
Yeah. I went to the kitchen and everyone's like, you okay?
Mighty quiet. NASDAQ
is not a lot of
negative again.
Hey, Michael, tomorrow we have a grain report bright and early, so, you know, if you're looking at soy,
okay,
just you may want to see, wait for that report to come out. So it should be hot out of the box. I mean, it's a USDA report. It's not a big one, but it's going to be a mover and a shaker, so just so
good.
You know.
I'm watching it right now. It's not really. It's had a couple of moves from the open, but tough. There's really no impetus for anything to do anything right now.
Yeah, there's nothing really to kick things around.
Yeah.
I mean, the dollar is still higher. It's toward the upper end of the trading range, so that would be, you would think, would be a little bit bearish for stuff right now. Gold's discounting it a little bit, only down 3, and silver's higher on the day. So...
where is silver right now?
Silver is at 26.83, up 8 pennies. Palladium's really took off, so it's dragging the industrial metals like copper, silver, dragging them higher.
Here. They're not moving much, but...
oh, yeah, you're right. See, the dollar is going to get ready to make a new high, so that could put weight right back on the bean here.
Yeah. I've been waiting. Waiting patiently. We're at an area. We should be able to short from this area.
Said we want to try to sell it around 1284.
1282.9, 75. Where the heck is it? There it is. Yeah, 1282.6 or 7. 1283, right in that range. You don't want it to get much up above the MA1 there, because if it does, it could just turn up from here.
Oh, 1284.25 the MA1.
No, 1284.25 is the resistance.
Oh, that's resistance dot. Okay. Yep. I was thinking it was tracking the MA1. Okay, I see the chart
now. 82.4 is where the MA1 is right now. 82.4. Dwayne's charts and my charts are exactly the same. Well, slide this over a little. Yeah, they're exactly the same. I put it in the wrong place this morning. I mixed my DOMs up.
Mm-hmm.
and I stuck the soybean one where I usually have my ES one, and I have my ES one where I usually have, what do I usually have there? I usually have gold. The only one that's in the right place is 6E. And I think I missed everything on the 6E this morning when I was in a slumber. Travel-induced slumber.
Stay away, lumber. Stay away.
No, slumber. Traded.
Oh, slumber.
Slumber, slumber, okay. Yes. No, when the 6E was moving this morning.
I got you.
I was sound asleep. It would have been a tough trade anyway. Any of those. Last night it had some nice movement. Not last night, but Sunday night.
Yeah, bright and early. It was up. It was higher. And then I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, around 2:30, then it was lower. They were barking about the Irish debt again.
Yep. Money never sleeps, right?
That's right. Gordon Gecko.
This thing's getting a little long in the tooth for me on the soybeans here. We're going to start printing some support dots pretty soon here.
If you want, the 10-year note's qualified for a short. I got that one.
I don't have a chart for that. Michael, if you want to take it and show that chart. I got all my chart tabs filled up.
Oh, of course, as I say that, green dots are starting to paint.
Okay.
But we did have a qualifier, it looks like. It's actually one of the markets that I follow. With the five-year note here.
Well, that was painful. It took forever, but at least. At least we got some movement. All right, so we've been from zone to zone to zone to zone, and it looks like we're headed back to the zone again. Wow.
And NASDAQ's green again, so that's the culprit. You got two markets beating each other up, or playing tug of war.
I hear my greed. We've been in a 5-point range all day, pretty much.
Is that you, Mike?
I thought I heard him. If I don't see him, maybe it's not him. All right, yeah, the 10-year notes are setting up a short here. Here, I'll show it. You want me to take the charts, Dwayne?
Sure.
Okay, over here are the notes. The cycle's going red right here. DMT's going red. Red bars, red MA1. And we're coming off a resistance area. You see how it respects the support and resistance areas pretty well here? So far today, anyway. these are the 10-year notes that we're looking at right here. These are the soybeans. Oh, okay, let me go back to the notes for you for a second. I just wanted to point out on the soybeans, the cycle went oversold before we got a pullback. And when I said it's getting pretty long in the tooth here, I meant we were going to start printing support dots. And a bar after I said that, we did start printing them. Now we're closing up, and it looks like it's trying to set up a long trade here. But it's in a pretty tight range, too, here.
I'll be right back, guys.
Now flipping back over here to the 10-year notes. 27.18 is where my cursor is right now.
I had my 10-year notes on a 300 tick.
Do you have it on 300 tick?
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean,
well, this is a 4 tick range. I don't remember if... Did I have a note? I had the YM on 300 ticks.
I forget. I know 4 tick range. Okay. Well, it's still it looks the same on the 300 tick.
Okay.
On the 300 right. tick, we got some green painted dots, but... All right, so to frame up this trade, we want to get short around 127.18?
Yeah, 127.18.
Okay.
Let's stop
over the high.
Yeah, let's stop over the high here. 27.
Double top going on, too?
Yep. 27.22, probably, just to give it some room. So you're looking at 4 ticks risk, is that right?
Yeah. 4 ticks is $125 a contract for those that are listening.
Sorry, not 4 ticks, but 4 cents. Looking around at all the other stuff, it's really a mixed bag here. And I'll pop over and show you some of the other ones in just a second. We are right in between the weekly zones here, between 15 and 19, so it's a little bit messy everywhere you look. What I'm looking for here on the 10K, if it's going to happen, if we're going to go down, I mean, is a close below the MA1. You see, it's still putting it together here, the short. It's attempting to put it together. Let me just get rid of that thing. That drives me nuts. Okay, it's still putting the short together over here. If we close below the MA1, I would expect it to go down and put in a lower pivot before it closes back up above the MA1. We're going to start printing some resistance dots here, probably the next bar. Depends how high this bar goes. A couple more ticks here and we'll start printing some resistance dots, I would say, right up about here. At 1875, but we'll have to wait and see. If we look at some of these other time frames, by the time this came all the way together here, you were going right into the support dots, so you can't do that. We didn't have a full cycle here, so I wouldn't go long. Let me go back here to the ZN. Yeah, that's dropping down, Bert. ZN, we're now looking at 18. 18. 18.5 for an inch? That doesn't make sense. But anyway, that's what we're looking at over there in the ZN. The soybeans, pretty much stationary here. Haven't moved. The 6E. not really giving us a lot to work with either. It looks like it's getting ready to go short, though. Crude. It is a little messy. Gold. Gold made a little bit of a run down from the high up here at 1397. I'm going to have $1,400 gold soon. Let's go back over here and see what this is doing. See, I think the 10K is going to start printing the support. I mean, the resistance dots up here. 1875 is where I think. Probably right in that range. Soon. This is the ZN, but I don't know if this trade is going to come together here. Certainly taking its time. Yeah, I switched over to the 10K chart of the ES, because we'll probably turn down here. The weekly zone is right here. At 19. Here, I'll plop this on it. I don't have mine all as fancy as everybody else's. Mine doesn't say weekly trading zone and all that. But
yeah, mine's on a little piece of paper.
Yeah, mine
keeps it in front of me, and I just always glance over there.
Yep, mine's on a big piece of paper, and then it's actually a regular piece of paper, but I have it in huge print because I find that I end up squinting all day long trying to read things. 1219, 1220 is right up above us here. 1215 is down below us. And the prior zones, we don't, you know, as long as we're up above 1200, the prior zones don't come into play at all, the prior weekly zones. Because the highest last week was 1200. So this is the first week, I think, that I can completely forget about the prior weekly zones. So far. Done that for a while.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, we're up and away from them, huh?
Yep.
In fact, yeah, I mean, there's very little, there's only one zone that overlaps from week to week. That is rather unusual.
Yeah, that is unusual. That 1200, 1199, 1200 is the only one that overlaps.
So we hit the trend line on the 10,000 contract. We hit the trend line. We hit weekly trading zone.
Mm-hmm.
We printed support. And now we're almost back up to the 1219 zone, where the market has been turned down repeatedly throughout the overnight session.
Just want to point out the range again. This is our starting range right here, our starting point. So we have a high of
zone
20. Yep, zone. Down to the low of 1475. So
zone.
Zone to zone. Zone. And we're headed back up to the other zone. With a 5.25 point range all day.
That's including the overnight.
Yeah, that's what it is. No. Years ago we'd be happy with a 6 point range. As a matter of fact, if the price was at the top of the 6 point range, you could almost blindly sell and it would go back down to the bottom of the 6-point range. It was almost predictable. And now we complain about having a five or 6-point range. Got spoiled these last few years. Actually, was it last summer that we didn't have anything? It was flat almost all summer last. Not summer of 2010, but summer of 2009. It was really flat, if I remember right.
DMT just got penetrated from the bottom there, Michael. On the 10K. Now the cycle...
Yes, it did right down here.
It did not complete a downward cycle. So if we... If this can propel us up above the overnight highs, and we could catch a long trade up to the next area, 1227, that would be something of interest. But
yeah, I just looked over to the 2100 tick here, and the last long entry was over here on the 2100. Over here, you know, I don't like to take them if the cycle's not a full cycle. The only problem with this 2100 trade is it started printing the resistance dots right up above. So, and we're already printing resistance dots right here at 1850 on this one. And the 10K is probably going to start printing them in the same place. Pretty close. Yeah, in this view rate margin. You went long, Dave? And you got hit on the short, right? Go back over and look at the notes. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to come together here, Bert. The risk on this will be huge. Yeah, it'll probably print dots. Let's see. Yeah, the range is compressing, so it'll probably print dots right about here. Risk on this would now be 17.5, so you're looking at an extra tick, right? So $135 is the risk, and I think it'll start printing dots right here at 13. So you would be looking at 17.5. It's pretty much even. Right there. If it goes down any lower, then risk reward will be way off. I think. Now, let's see if there's any action anywhere else. The 60 is setting up a short trade right here. Need everything to turn red, but it's at an area where it should turn down. Gold.
And then you've got. I mean, it's a decent-sized move, I guess, for the 6E, but the low of the day is a weekly zone, so.
Oh, okay, right over. Is this the low? Right. No. Yeah, well, I have the weekly zones.
880 and 885. Earlier in the session, it found resistance at the zone up above, 55.60.
Mm-hmm.
much earlier.
I'm scrolling
prior to
over.
The London Open, yeah.
There it is. It's 45-46. Yeah, much earlier. Alright, I'm going back over here now. We can see how this develops. Soybeans finally put together a little bit of a long, but it's going right into the resistance dots right there. So we're not going to do that. Probably better off looking for a short off of that area. You see how the range is compressed in here in the soybeans between support and resistance. So eventually that's going to be a breakout. Let me point that out with lines so you guys can see what I'm talking about a little better. From here. Hang on. That didn't work out the way I wanted it to. Let me do it this way, with arrows. From here to here. And here to here. This is what I'm looking at. This arrow is longer than this arrow. That's what I'm looking at. Suggesting that the range is compressing here. And we may start breaking out of it soon. Over here where it came down, I actually shorted right here and I took a break even on this trade. Everything was put together here, but once it started closing continually on the other side of the MA1, I got out of that. And over here you see we're coming off of while we were on top of these resistance dots right here, and then right afterward it printed support dots right next to it. You see once we had this sideways movement. Robin, I don't know when David's going to come on.
Yep, neither do I. I told him that we were starting an hour earlier, and he said that he could pop on accordingly. So David, if you're out there, it's time to pop.
Okay. It hasn't printed the dots over here yet, like I thought it was going to. And the ZN's almost coming together here now. It's at 17 now, Vert. So we'd be looking at 17 to 20 and a half. Probably 7 ticks risk on that. That's quite a bit of risk for the gain that I think will probably be. It might work out. All right, the 6E is coming together here. 39.04. The DMT is not in play yet, but I like the odds at 39.04 right here. I have an order on to short 39.04 right now. Gold is moving back up. Okay, and if that gold cuts, I didn't fill. And if gold moved up a little bit, but it looks like it's had an area here where it could go down. All right. Now I have too much going on. My order's not filling over here at 39.04. This is starting to come together. It's not near as attractive as it once was. You know, when the entry would have been up here and the risk would have been right here. Now the entry is going to be down here and the risk is in the same place. The ES 2100 tech printed the resistance dots here. think I was late putting that order on the 6E. There it is. I thought it was going to print it at 18.75, but it printed it at 18 here. Okay, on the 10K. Now back to the 6E you were having order on. Yeah, see, I had my order on too late. I should have been looking to fill right here at 39.04. A couple of seconds before I did. So I'm going to take that order off. Yeah, and there's the dot. Support dot right there. I'm going to stick it back on. 39.03. And we'll see if we fill. Give it a minute here. 39.03 down to 38.95 is 8 ticks. So that's the equivalent of 2 points on the ES. I have an order on. I'm not short yet, but my order's right here at 39.03. I put it on late. I should have had it on up here at 39.04, and I put it on too late. And now I'm short. I'm short 39.03. Okay. Not a lot of risk on this. I can put my stop up at 39.08. I have 5 ticks risk looking for.
Well, I'm going to check and make sure that David and Mike Reed both got their invitation. And then I'm going to wrap this podcast.
Okay.
Because
you don't want it to get too big.
Been a long time. And I'm just trying to go back to
everything's looking short everywhere else, and I'm about to get popped on my 6E trade. It's coming back. Gold is dropping here. It's not helping my 6E trade any. About to get popped.
Okay, both of their invitations went to the proper email address. So, either they're tied up, busy, have issues, don't want to come out and play.
It's too early for them.
Well, you know.
Actually,
I gave everybody a month's advance warning. Actually, the time's still the same for them.
Yeah, at this point, they could come in right now and it would be normal. Let's see, what's gold doing? Gold's moving down pretty fast here. So there's a decent gold trade right there a minute ago. On the way up and on the way down. On the way up over here. On the way... not on the way down there. Gold's starting to recover a little bit here. That will probably send this down.
That just sounds funny to even say gold's recovering at 1,400.
Yeah, well, I mean,
in a
couple minute time span, it made a move down from 1,399 from 1,399 down to 1,397 and a quarter, and now it's moving back up. I think we're going to hit 1,400 here on this move. $13.99, there it is. $13.99.10. Oh, I got booted back down again.
What's that, gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, hourly's crossed them to a buy. Silver's pounding out new highs. I'd be shocked if we didn't get just over the handle there.
Yeah.
What's the recent all-time high on gold, Bert?
We're through it.
So we're printing it right now?
Yeah. Friday the high was 1,398.70.
We're at 1,398.8 right now. Yeesh.
Come on, get the 1,400, baby.
Almost there.
Yep. Should get it just over the handle. Like 1,401.
Nope.
They put it in a new high?
No,
1,399.10.
1,399.10. Bounced off it again. That's one
good advertisement. You know, we'll have it on every website, TV, gold hit 1,400.
Yep.
Let's see. Let's bounce some notes. Come down. Come on, baby. Get through it.
Bounces off of 1,399.10 did we get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them? Yeah, 6 of them. Good stuff. Anybody selling it? 1,399.10?
Actually, we should look at the at the dome and see what kind of size there is. Get through there, baby.
There it goes. Wow, pounded through it. Look at what happened there. Did you guys see how fast that moved? There you go. You just got to see it.
That's what I was talking about, just over the handle.
Yep.
1,400, 1,400.5, 1,401, that kind of thing is very common.
1,401.10.
There we go. There's a few bucks there. All right. Red silver up 59 cents. Palladium up 26 bucks. This should help the equities rally here a little bit here.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Let's go back over here and see what happened. All right, this is the 10K. Now we need to switch to an uptrend. Nice, Dave. To switch to an uptrend here, we need to get in a higher pivot here. Actually higher than this. And pull back down, bounce off the 21, then go back up again. Over here, 2,100, had a nice trade right here, a nice long trade, 17.5. Moving up now. All right. What else was I going to show you a second ago? The YM. We're up to the top of our daily range here, from the open anyway. Then the YM is moving up a little bit. The NASDAQ and the YM are both tracking up a little bit. Nope, the NASDAQ's going down now.
Hey, Mike, I have a question.
Yes.
Let's take example. Take the 2097 example on the ES.
Okay.
All right. And I know, well, like Dwayne had mentioned, we were piercing the envelope from the bottom, which is very positive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that being said, do you necessarily wait for the cycle to get oversold before you bought? I mean, is there another rule that says, hey, you know, if this thing is piercing through the envelope from the bottom, the cycle is, you know, in the middle, you know, would that say, you know, as long as it's blue, just go for it kind of thing? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I don't use the pierce of the envelope as an actual trade signal.
Okay.
No, I use it as information for a trade that you might be in or a trade that might be setting up in that direction. You know, like for instance, right here, we're looking at 11:30:26, and if we go over, that's the 10K where it pierced the bottom, 11:20:76. And if we go over here, at, I'm sorry, 11:30. So right here on the 2100, we had a long trade set up over here. Okay, so if I could put these side by side, which I can't, but if I could, right here at 17:24, getting into that trade, you would feel pretty comfortable that it's going to make at least 2 points because over here, you had already pierced the envelope, and it had gone sideways after the pierce. So regardless of where the cycle is, the DMT had pierced the envelope from the bottom. The envelope was getting wider, spreading out, showing momentum. The slope of the trend strength line was pretty strong, suggesting that we're going to have a good move up. Now, you see, we moved up pretty much to the high of the day from the open here.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I don't know that it's going to keep going up at this point. It could turn right back down and go back down to 15. But that's the way
that I use
trading
zone 19:20 right there has turned it back so far every time.
Yep. Okay. Now the doubt. It's the power of the weekly trading zone.
Hey guys, I'm going to wrap up this podcast, but I'll still be around for a bit, and then I'm going to take a break. And then, Michael, are you coming back today for the final hour?
Yeah, I'll be back. Oh, you know what? I'm planning on being back for the final hour, but I'm not sure. I have to see what's going on, because today is the actual day, and I don't know what my family's got in store for me. But,
what makes you think they have something in store?
Well, you know, after the kids come home from school and all that.
I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Every year my wife goes, what do you want for your... Every year my wife goes, what do you want for your birthday? And I go, nothing. And she goes, again? And I go, yep. Because she knows what that means. That means no party, no dinner, no fuss, no muss. I don't know why I'm just sort of a non-event kind of a guy on my birthday, and I'm not that anyone else should be, because I am, or that, you know, that my way is the right way or the highway or the road or the high road or any of that. It's just who I am. It's just, you know, I enjoy helping other people celebrate their birthdays. I do, but on my own, it's more a day of, I don't know, reflection and just kind of being introspective for me, or maybe I'm just mourning that I'm so old. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I hope they do roll out the festivities for you, and hats and horns and.
Yeah, I don't expect that. It's not a significant birthday other than the fact that, you know, it's mine. it's really got no significance at all. It's not like your last birthday, which was significant. In your, you know, as far as stages of life go?
No. My last birthday, well, I would say turning 50 was more significant than turning 51. I just turned
50. Oh, I thought your last one was 50.
No, I just turned 51. If I did the math right. Let's see. 2010 minus 1959 equals, yep, I'm 51.
Yep, that's 51. That is 51.
All right, I'm going to play the tape and the podcast, and I'll be right back. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.